I've been months trying to resolve this issue, and this is the kind of stuff she'd rather get on with than pay me my $50. Still posting items all the time, even though 90% of what she has ordered has yet to show up. I just want my money.
Kayla Smart is one of the 16,000 members of the Newfoundland and Labrador Buyer Beware group, a group that allows members to post incidents where they were scammed, and Smart was one of them.
Placed an order for a laptop. It was, of course, it was only $50, so I knew that it was a chance that, you know, it was a 50-50, it could go either way. But I mean, for a refurbished laptop, $50 is not, like, out of this world, impossible to believe. So I sent the money to her anyway to order it, and after quite a while of waiting, she kept saying that they hadn't showed up and she hadn't got really any information on them, and she was waiting to hear back from the seller, and it just kept getting pushed off and pushed off and pushed off. So I told her, I said, you know, I've been very nice. I've been patient. I have done everything, you know, I could possibly do to give you the chance to rectify the situation. So I guess the only way to do it is to go public with it.
Kayla, like others in Newfoundland, have taken to social media to spread the word about being cautious of buying product online and the chance the seller isn't who they say they are. Ryan Parsons, the founding member, decided to start the group for the same reasons. The RNC are aware of the alleged fraud posts on social media platforms and advise the public to be careful about sharing or posting information online.
It's a reality of 2018 that that's just how people will communicate. I know there's various community groups around the city, neighborhood-based groups that kind of alert people of suspicious activity, of, you know, door-to-door people, or it could be, you know, vandalism or any of these things. So it's really just another means for people to communicate warnings to other people. I would caution people on what they're to be careful with what they're sharing, because some people may react quickly to something that may actually not be a fraud or may not be criminal, and, you know, especially when putting names out there, and be careful with doing that before charges were ever laid. But it can have detrimental consequences for someone who maybe is innocent. So it's not always the case, but, you know, I think it's a good thing that people are communicating through social media. It's a good thing, obviously, for people to be following the RNC through our social media, because we do put a lot of these warnings out there that could be quite helpful.
Smart, happy with her efforts in the group, was able to come to a positive conclusion.
I finally woke up one morning and she had emailed me my money back. I never would have saw that $50 ever again if it wasn't for that group.
For Kicker Radio, this is Amy Clary.